Victor Perez showcases FAR's growth and investment potential at the RGV Builders Association meeting. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, FAR, Texas. On February 19, 2025, Victor Perez, President and CEO of the FAR Economic Development Corporation, EDC, was invited to speak at the Rio Grande Valley Builders Association, RGVBA, monthly luncheon, which was presided over by Mary Ramirez of Chris Ryan Homes and Investments, LLC. During his presentation, Perez provided a comprehensive update on the growth, economic opportunities, and investment projects currently shaping FAR and the surrounding region. Perez began by emphasizing the importance of advocacy at the state and federal levels. He shared his experience as a former public official for over 27 years, recalling numerous visits to Austin and Washington, D.C., to engage with lawmakers and secure support for FAR's development. "When we go out there and visit, we always get told to bring as many people as possible because legislators look at numbers. It makes a difference whether you are in Austin or D.C., he said. A major focus of the presentation was FAR's ongoing efforts to attract international investors, particularly from Mexico. Perez detailed recent trips to cities such as Aguascalientes, Mérida, Mexico City, and Monterrey, where the FAR EDC held summits to promote economic collaboration. "We took immigration attorneys, university leaders from UTRGV, representatives from IBC Bank, and a group of presenters from the Rio Grande Valley. That event kicked off everything else we have been doing," he explained. These efforts led to the creation of the FAR Global Business Hub, an international business incubator to guide investors on U.S. laws, banking, and property investments. The city's industrial sector continues to expand, with 9 industrial parks currently under development. Perez highlighted some recent major developments, including Majestic International Tradeport, a master-planned industrial park that can accommodate Class A industrial distribution and manufacturing facilities ranging from 100,000 square feet to over 1 million square feet. Majestic Realty, a globally recognized investment firm specializing in industrial developments, is behind the project. The first facility to be built in the park will be a 1 million square foot facility by MasterBrand. "These projects reflect the growth happening in FAR and across the valley," he said. The city has also seen rapid turnover in commercial properties, with Spectrum recently moving into a former call center and hiring 400 employees. "One company left, and a new tenant brought hundreds of jobs back to the community," Perez said. FAR is also making significant investments in workforce development and education. Through the FAR EDC Foundation, over $1 million in scholarships has been awarded to more than 500 students. "We know our future depends on education, but we also need to support students who choose technical trades like welding and construction," Perez stated. He stressed the importance of starting workforce training early, mainly through partnerships with local schools and UTRGV. Infrastructure development remains a priority, with key transportation projects in the pipeline. Perez announced that FAR has secured millions of dollars for the FAR Bridge expansion and has played a key role in securing state and federal funding for major transportation projects, including the addition of a second bridge to handle increasing trade volumes. "We are sitting on a gold mine here. Trade didn't stop, not even during COVID-19, and our region continues to grow," he said. FAR paved the way for developing the region's citywide fiber optic network, providing affordable internet access to residential and commercial accounts. He noted that this project has significantly reduced business costs, saving them thousands, while residents pay as little as $25. As FAR expands, its property tax and sales tax revenues increase, allowing for further municipal improvements. Perez cited the success of the FAR Produce Park. "Since our initial investment in 2017, property tax growth has increased by more than 5,000%. FAR's future also includes a growing hospitality industry, with investors looking to build hotels near new sports stadiums. Additionally, the continued expansion of UTRGV's medical school and other programs is attracting more people to the region. The Rio Grande Valley is the number one area to come and invest. SpaceX alone has hired thousands of employees and will seek to hire more. The FAR EDC regularly hosts property tours and commercial missions to promote business, where investors can explore available land for commercial, retail, and industrial use. If you ever want to get involved with this or promote your business, we can help make that happen, he said. Perez invited attendees to upcoming community events, including a casino night on April 17 and a golf tournament on September 13, which will benefit the FAR EDC Foundation. Everything we do ties back to education and workforce development. That's how we build the future, he stated. As FAR moves forward, its commitment to infrastructure, education, and economic expansion continues to position it as a key player in the growth of the Rio Grande Valley. We have it all here, the business opportunities, the climate, the workforce, and the trade routes. It's time to recognize the value of our region, Perez said.